open your eyes. But to be the man, you gotta beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here. Woo.
Those are $500 sunglasses, asshole.
Chlorophyll? More like chlorophyll.
Washed it down with one beer. Two beers. Three beers. A shot of whiskey. A margarita. And a Bloody Mary.
And she grabs me by the wiener.
Shut the fuck up!
Alright, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Death Adder Super Show. As always, I'm your host, Death Adder. So, a couple podcasts ago, I did this thing where I kind of just woke up, and I plugged in my microphone and my laptop, and I just started talking. There was no me starting over, whatever. The brain's still turning on. And I kind of like that, so we're going to throw some stuff at the podcast, see what we get. So this episode is brought to you by 10 Equate Ibuprofen, generic brands, and a cup of coffee here. First sip. Had a couple of Deathwisers last night, so pardon me if my energy levels are Pete Dore-esque. Hopefully they'll, turn on eventually. So I know I have at least one comment at the website when I checked the other day, and let's start with the hottest gaming news, because this is a video game related podcast. I still find it funny that I've put out like at least 10 episodes this year and I've only played like 3 video games. Alright, so let's see. Ooh, Black Ops 4 is having the smoothest Call of Duty launch in a while. Oh, wow. Jeez, that's if that ain't a fucking... shouldn't be printed on a newspaper somewhere. Wow. Incredible headline. Star Wars KOTOR fan remake shutting down after cease and desist from Lucasfilm. Oh, wow. Groundbreaking. A fan put in time and effort in something he loved just to have it shut down by that fucking gobbly-necked fruit. I don't know, man. Maybe what they want to put that L3 robot in it. You know, to teach everybody the value of how to be... Well, kind of a robot, I guess. How to get good at Assassin's Creed Battle. I don't know what that is. As WWE monitors the Saudi Arabia situation, I'm canceling my WWE subscription, says Stephen Totolunu. Oh, no. Stephen, no! No! You're going to miss the Evolution pay-per-view. Oh, god damn. Modder turns Mario 64 into Portal. That actually looks pretty cool. Let's see. Fake PSN names that sound like real ones. So, wow, there's nothing here. Oh, let's see, these $1,350 Game Boy-themed Jordans almost look worth it. No, they fucking don't. Plus, you'll get them and some guy will fucking shoot you to take your shoes, man. Let's see, what else is on this? A lot of ads on this thing. So yeah, that's the latest gaming news. I guess there's a new Call of Duty. So that's something. Strange Flesh is like Streets of Rage with much more sex. Huh. Have to look into that for sure. So I guess... onto what I've been watching. So I don't think I've ever officially come out and said this on the podcast, because, you know, I like to be protective and all that kind of stuff. But I guess it's not really that big of a deal. So Mrs. Adder, the luckiest woman in the entire world, as you guys are aware, kind of as like a bucket list thing a couple years ago, she always wanted to be an extra in a movie. And now she's probably done like 5 or 6, you know, movies and or TV shows that she's been an extra in, which is really cool. And she's tried to get me to do it a couple times, and at some point I probably will. You know, like there was a time where, you know, she gets to see all these like actors and talk about like, you know, the little like extra club. And she gets to do fun things like pretend to make a salad for like 7 hours and stuff like that. But anyways, so back in like, I think January, the latest Halloween movie was filmed here, or at least some of it was. And even though when she signed up for that, she'd not seen Halloween, she has since seen the first Halloween. And I'll get to the next part here, but... anyway, so she jumped on that, right? I won't say what scene, but she is an extra, was an extra in the Halloween movie. And so Danny McBride, who directed it, is a massive fan of this filming location. And he, the Halloween was premiered here a week before it was, you know, publicly. So, let's see, what is today? What is today? I don't know what today is. Okay, so today is the 13th. So I believe 2 days ago I saw Halloween before millions of other people did. I was at a theater here. There was one theater for people that, you know, got on the tickets early, and then there was a theater for, like, the production people and their friends and family. And so, yeah, so I got to see Halloween. And before the movie started, Danny McBride and a couple of other guys walked into the theater. And, you know, the last thing he said was, "We hope it scares the shit out of you." You know how Danny McBride does. So that was really cool. Another cool thing, didn't have to watch Coca-Cola commercials. I didn't have to watch, you can apply at this theater. No Maria Menounos. God, thank God no Maria Menounos. It was just the Halloween movie. So I thought that was pretty goddamn cool. And Mrs. Adder can be seen on the screen. She's in the background, and she's blurry. So I probably could say what scene. But, you know, again, I like to be a little protective, so I'm not going to do that. But, so super fucking cool, right? Saw Halloween a week for everybody else. My woman's in the movie. And onto the actual movie itself. I guess here I would say, you know, skip ahead like 5 minutes or whatever. If you don't want to risk any spoilers. As you would assume, Michael Myers kills people in the movie. But, I don't know, man. I mean, I have that extra little bit of, like, I got to see it early. Danny McBride, the guy directed, said, "Hopes it scares the shit out of you" before we saw it and all that kind of cool stuff. And Mrs. Adder's in it. So that may have swayed my opinion a little bit. But I would say, obviously, not as good as the original. But nothing is ever going to top that. You know what I mean? Nothing's going to top that. But I would say a 4 or a 5 out of 5 would be my honest opinion. So this one, basically, as far as I can tell, it takes place right after the first one did, but it's like 40 years later. Same guy, it's Michael Myers, and he is now older, but he's still, you know, a big psychotic monster killing machine. Jamie Lee Curtis has basically spent the past 40 years being paranoid and crazy. She raised a daughter who, up until, I think she had her daughter until she was 12. The daughter was taught to, you know, be a killing machine, you know, taught to hide and all that kind of stuff. You know, by her mom. And then Child Services took away, Laurie Strode's kid. And then eventually, you know, her kid had a kid. So now, essentially, Jamie Lee Curtis is the grandmother. And people are still, like, crazy about Michael Myers. There's, like, this, some sort of, I think it's like a, it's a couple of, like, UK journalists. At some point they say they're podcasters. They're curious about Michael Myers. They go to, you know, the crazy farm where he's at and trying to provoke him. They have his mask and everything. That's the opening, the very opening scene is that, which I didn't really care for that. It was kind of felt, I don't know, a little weird and cheesy or something, but anyway, so eventually they're like, well, we can't learn anymore from Michael Myers, we're going to transport him to this other place, and much like the first one, you know, that's when he makes his move. And, yeah, so the bus full of crazy people gets flipped over, Michael Myers is wandering around, you know, just fucking crushing everybody that he encounters. And then he eventually gets to a gas station, and that's where he finds the couple with his mask, and he you know, kills one of the gas station workers, gets his outfit, gets the mask back. And it's very gory, very, very violent, so that's good. Like, he doesn't kill a baby in this one scene, which I think, if they didn't get backlash, he would have. But he does kill, like, a small boy. And as far as, like, stuff in between the kind of spooky stuff, it does have some jokes in it. I think it got right up to the point where it was almost about to be too many jokes, but it stayed within that little, it's still funny thing, so. It's funny without overdoing it. But yeah, basically, you know, Michael Myers just, you know, blazes a path. He has a new doctor now, too. And the doctor guys, it's only a small part of it, but his doctor kind of wonder what it's like, because he's been so obsessed with Michael Myers, what it's like to kill somebody. So at one point, the doctor guy, like, kills this cop and puts Michael Myers' mask on, and, you know, eventually, you know, Michael Myers is knocked out. And then, of course, he kills the doctor, takes his mask back. And then the final scene is, you know, they're in Laurie Strode's, like, you know, crazy person bunker type thing that's all full of, like, traps and guns. And as far as we know, at the very end, Michael Myers is basically incinerated in this trap in the house. And, that's how the movie ends. I would say it's at least a 4 out of 5, and worth seeing. I also like how the mask. Now, of course, everybody knows this. The original mask is just a William Shatner mask that is painted white. You know, it's from like a Halloween store in the 70s or whatever. This one, I haven't done it. You know, looked into it too much, but. It definitely looks different. It looks like it's kind of aged a little bit, much like he has. So that's very cool. I think that's pretty fucking cool, right? I mean, there might only be a few people listening to this podcast, but you few people are getting an exclusive, very first genuine review of a movie that's not even out yet. Huh? How lucky are you guys, right? Alright. Let's take a little swig of the coffee here. Good stuff. Alright. If I can make it to 30 minutes, I might just go ahead and release another 30-minute episode. I try to make these podcasts like an hour long-ish, but I actually kind of like that I did like a 30-minute one, honestly. All right, so I'm over here at the website. Now, if you're listening to this and you want to be a part of the next episode, all you have to do, it's real simple. You just go to the URL deathaddersupershow.blogspot.com and you can leave a comment. You can leave a comment about this episode, a previous episode. You can ask me any random question. I'll answer damn near any random question. It's that simple. All right, so Mecha Menace. Who is the hero of this episode here. Mechaminus writes in, "Riddle me this, Dat Man. Read number 38 again for the first time. What a show opener for a Koopa-themed show. Has a Bowser theme ever improved since the 64 days? I noticed the terrapin in the picture and the corresponding font choice. It's that extra attention to presentation that makes me believe Death Adder actually cares. I've only seen this picture and heard the brief details you and Critical Failure gave on your podcast. about the fan-created Bowsette. Isn't there some internet rule about this? It makes me wonder why Nintendo never made an anti-Peach character. Wario worked. They kept trying to make Waluigi work. And don't forget there's a Boshi. So why not a Dark Peach? And then there's a link to a picture of Boshi. At the timestamp, 5 minutes and 36 seconds from the previous episode, Death Adder is more hip than I. Death Adder replies to random internetos should always be a segment. All right, let's unpack this here. Swig a cough of Mecha Menace. By the way, Mecha Menace, his YouTube channel over on YouTube is called What's On My Shelf. He releases fairly regular content, very high quality stuff. I watched him do a review where, about a PlayStation 1 controller that's used one hand with. And he starts off the video like it's kind of dirty, but then he's just eating like, you know, bananas and like chips and salt. He's basically just saying you can play an RPG and eat food with it. So, I thought that was a cool video. Alright, so I think I did read that. Again, I'm not sure what you're talking about. What a show opener for a Koopa-themed show. Oh, yeah. I don't know if the Bowser theme's ever improved. I mean, let's see. So I played, I fought Bowser on the 64, obviously. And then, what was the next Mario? The GameCube one was Metal Mario, right? So Bowser's not in that. I have Mario Galaxy, but I never got to the end. I don't remember what that game's fucking about. And I don't have a Wii U or a Switch. So the next time I heard a Bowser theme was probably in some sort of Mario Kart. I don't know, Bowser. I do always like Bowser's themes. You know, it's a little darker and stuff. Yeah, it gets kind of tricky trying to figure out what music to put in these podcasts after a while. Sometimes it's related to the episode, sometimes it's just completely fucking random, whatever. So, I'll just Google, this theme, metal remix, or something like that. And, so that's how that got in there. Because, yeah, the show opens with, I believe, Mario 64, Bowser's entrance, and then ends with, Super Mario Kart Bowser's level. Yeah. Okay. The extra attention to detail. I do, man. I do care. First of all, you're also the first person, this will be the 40th episode, that's ever mentioned the artwork for the show or the music I've put in. Now, I don't know, man. I think I put in pretty good music, and I think the artwork is usually pretty decent, you know. I mean, it takes me at least 5 minutes to throw that bullshit together. And if you look at the early episodes, I clearly just ran a picture through, like, a meme generator. And then there's some episodes where the artwork is, like, I'm just throwing pictures on top of pictures, and it looks really sloppy, but I think that kind of adds to the charm of it, honestly. Of you know, the kind of corniness of the show. But then I was like, I should probably try and make these look, like, not super tacky. So I started using, a special website to get text, and I started using, what is it, PNG files or whatever. To try and class it up a little bit, you know? The super show has matured. But I don't know. I got a boner that you actually mentioned the music and the artwork, man. Let's see. Okay, now we're on to Bowsette. Oh, boy. The internet rule is Rule 34. And, I legitimately am not in this kind of weird into that weird stuff, but I did Google Rule 34 Dead by Daylight, and it is just as horrifying as you would imagine. I won't go into details about it. All right, so there is there's Bowsette, the one that started it all. I think just like a day or two later, there was Boozette, who is... And they all kind of look like Peach, you know, but this is kind of like a very fair-skinned, maybe you could say albino Peach, you know. Very fair-skinned, white hair, blue eyes, and has her tongue hanging out, much like Boo. Now, realistically, if all this this weird shit is somehow in reality, she would probably be the one you'd want to go towards, because she doesn't have any, like, weird horns or tails or anything. And then not long after that, there was Chompette, who I'm going to be up front and honest. Chompette, I think, is my favorite one. So Chompette, unfortunately, has a jacked-up grill, much like Chomp, you know, the little black ball with the chain that barks at, you know, Mario and stuff. But the pictures I've seen of her have been the coolest, like she has like you know, she's like chained up, her outfit looks really kind of cool, like there's all these different takes on it, you know, it's covered in weird teeth and stuff. And yeah, I don't know, man, I don't see... Somebody wrote into Critical Failures podcast, Tiger Claw Radio, I forget who, and they commented on the Bowsette thing, and the person was just like, it's basically just about Nintendo fanboys being like super horny. I think that's kind of it, you know. But I think there's going to be, we'll probably get a Shy Guy at, if there's not one already, and all sorts of stuff, man. I don't know, maybe I'll put one of the ets in the new artwork just for you, Mecha Menace. Yeah, oh man, Waluigi is the worst Nintendo character. You know, like, I don't care if they needed another character for Mario Party. Like, Waluigi fucking sucks. And Luigi's my favorite Nintendo character. So I'm bummed that his, like, bizarro person is the fucking lamest. Wario, of course, is cool. I've always loved Wario. Here I go. Wah! Yay. And Boshi... I think I was just... that Boshi was just brought to my attention, I think, when I looked at that picture. It's like a purple Yoshi that Wario rides. So that's pretty neat. Let's see, the timestamp from the last episode. I think what I mentioned that timestamp is just that I was in a dank mood. I'm not hipper than anybody. I just was not in a good mood. And I was like, I don't know, man. So sometimes recording the podcast, it soothes me, you know, gets me through a little something, you know. And Death Adder replies to random internetos. I was going to try to get through the whole episode without mentioning Dead by Daylight. I think I already mentioned... It's hentai, but yeah, man, I think I'm really coming towards the end of it, and I think that's a very good thing for me mentally and for the podcast listeners. I don't know, I unlocked the clown last night, so I'm playing as the clown for the first time. I've only played a few games with him, don't really have an opinion on him. He throws these little bottles... this little bottle that makes a big mist that slows down the survivor running, makes them their vision get blurry and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I've played with all the killers that I, you know, basically at this point. I'm the survivors. There's only so much to do, and even the hate comments, man. At this point, it's like... it's like, you know, I'm not going to stop playing the game how I play it. And these people are not going to stop complaining when they die. So, you know, I don't know. I think the replying with memes or even replying with logic and thinking that I won the argument. It's just it's losing its charm, man. It's losing its touch. So, let me check my calendar here. All right, today is the 13th, and so the 26th, like 2 weeks away, Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out. I might have to get that just for something else to fucking think about and talk about, right? Or play Shinmue or something. But we'll see. I think that's going to do it. Check the time. It's getting close to 30 minutes. The only other thing that I've really been, you know, entertainment that I've been consuming has been, there's a show on Netflix called Norm MacDonald Has a Show, which is a hilarious title. But, like, I'm a big Norm MacDonald fan. I've watched, like, everything. If there's him on YouTube, I've watched it. Hold on a second. Okay. And probably about 5 years ago, he started this podcast. It's a video podcast. Where he has guests on, and it's like the funniest thing in the world to me. And you know, they would take like massive breaks from it, like year-long breaks or something. They'd come back and it'd be great again. And then the last probably like 10 episodes really started taking a nosedive. I think a lot of it was the guests he was having on. And now he's on Netflix, and you know, he can't talk about like ass-fucking and serial killers every 10 seconds like he did on the old podcast. So it's a lot more neutered, and his guests are more like higher profile, and I'm just really disappointed in it. Like I think the Christmas episode, Norm MacDonald made a special appearance on the Super Show with a lot of guests, so it was very cool to get him on the Super Show. But yeah, this new Norm MacDonald Has a Show. It's, I don't know, it sucks. I hate to say it. So that's really the only other thing I've been watching. It's only like 10 episodes. I think they're like 30 minutes or something, so it didn't take too long to get through. Yeah, that's it, man. Saw Halloween early. That was fucking awesome. You got the hottest gaming news in this episode. You know, all sorts of good. This is enough for podcasts, right? All right, guys. I'm going to start rambling, so I'm going to find the stop button on Audacity. Who knows if this will be an episode or what? Regardless, I'll catch you guys next time.
And Albert Fish was born on this day in New York City in 1870.
Do you know, the obituaries is concerning me. I'm a little worried because people are dying in alphabetical order.
Who the fuck is Albert Fish?
What?
Who the fuck is Albert Fish?
Oh, Albert Fish?
I've never heard of that guy.
He was known as the Gray Man.
The Grain Man?
The Gray Man. The werewolf of Wisteria.
Yeah.
You know why he was known as the Gray Man? Because when he was a serial killer. He slayed children and ate them. He's a cannibal.
Uh-huh.
But when the police asked a woman to describe him, and she said he was gray,
man,
in both appearances and demeanor. Mm. Very bad description.
This
for
is like Arsenio when it was, ooh.
Yeah, ooh.
Wrong.
But anyways.
I'm pretending I know who Albert Gray is. I didn't.
No, Albert Fish.
Oh.
You're a New Yorker. So anyways, he was a child rapist and cannibal, as I explained.
When he's a child rapist, you try not to laugh when he looks at you.
Oh, come on, man. It's not funny.
I know it's not, but I know you want people to laugh.
But Fish boasted that he had children in every state. Now, I would not boast about that. I don't think you would. I don't think... I don't think you'd do it, but if you did do it, you certainly wouldn't boast about it. You'd keep the, take that to the grave with you. But he boasted.
Well, they say they eventually all sing like a canary.
They do say that?
About murder, is right.
They
brag to a friend.
When
Norm bragged, oh, sorry.
But Fish, this is interesting. Fish chose his victims. He only chose victims who were either mentally handicapped. Now, don't laugh at this next part, please.
You know he wants you to, right?
No. If you laugh at this next part.
Okay. And I'm not
Fish chose
drink water.
Victims who were either mentally handicapped or African American. Oh, come on. Why would you think that's funny? God damn, Fred. Jesus Christ. That was the worst part of the story. Okay. But why do you think he did that? What would be the explanation? Why would he only attack? Why would his victims that he chose only be either mentally handicapped or African Americans?
Because people don't, in those days, didn't care when those people were vanished.
That's you're right. Thinking like right. Albert Fish now.
And prostitutes. That's why they kill.
That's right.
Prostitutes.
Exactly.
That's
nobody right. really cares about prostitutes.
Well, it's like that comedian that would rape people at comedy clubs. No, in colleges.
Yes, Vince Champ.
They always said his great gimmick was that people would think who did it, and they never, because he'd go on to another town and another college. But when people say, "What about the comic?"
Yeah, maybe the worst gimmick a comic ever had. But anyway, but you're exactly right. That's why Albert Fish killed only mentally handicapped and African Americans.
What about, okay.
I thought you'd laugh at African Americans again, that they were.
No, because I know him. I know he'll do something. That's outrageous.
It's kind of outrageous for you. But anyways, Fish tortured, mutilated, and murdered the youngsters. They were children. With a meat cleaver, a butcher knife, and a small handsaw.
Oh, Jesus.
God, you...
This is the topical portion?
Yeah.
This is the birthday season.
And then he solidified his reputation as the most vicious child slayer in criminal history. Though barely literate, Fish wrote taunting letters to the parents of his victims, gruesomely detailing how he slayed, butchered, cooked, and then with great enjoyment dined on their offspring. He would inevitably declare that a child's roasted rump was the most toothsome dish in all of gastronomy. Additionally, Fish was a masochist. Thing. Get this. And he would insert wool doused with lighter fluid into his own anus and set it alight for his own enjoyment. Fish was finally arrested, and he immediately began confessing to killing 700 children.
Get out of here.
Yes. And he was dizzyingly happy about it. Smiled as he described the grisly details of the tortures and the murders, appearing to the detectives. And one of the detectives said he appeared as the devil himself. I mean, this guy was a real jerk.
Now I know there was no Albert Fish. Because I would have heard about that.
700.